This is Theremin 30. 30 minutes of Theremin music, news, events, and interviews with a new episode about every 30 days. Now, here's your host from Denver, Colorado, USA, Rick Reed.
Hey, welcome to episode 19 of Theremin 30, the more or less monthly podcast devoted to Theremin music. In this October 2020 edition, I've got a brand new track from Italy, plus some Halloween music, and my special guest is Torvald Jørgensen, who will give us a sneak preview of his new classical music album that's due out in late November. First up, I've got a new single from Timeless Sonic Factory. That's the electronic music project of Italian thereminist Maurizio Mansueti. His new album called Vanishing Point just came out a few days ago, and here is the title track. Thank you. that was Vanishing Point, title track of the new album by Timeless Sonic Factory. It's available to stream and download now in all the usual places. It's time now for the Theremin 30 calendar of Theremin events. Of course, it's Halloween coming up this weekend, so there has to be some Theremin shows. In Japan, Andmo will be performing at the Kobe Big Apple. Here in Denver, Colorado, USA, the Itch.io Marching Band has several socially distanced Hallowmas concerts scheduled between October 30th and November 7th. Also on Halloween, Dorit Kreisler will lead an afternoon of theremin workshops in Berlin, Germany. She plans to have her new Moog Clarivox Centennial theremin set up for her students to try out. On November 6th and December 4th, Bandcamp will waive its usual fees, so those are great days to purchase music from many of the artists that have been featured on the Theremin 30 podcast. And on November 8th, Michelle Moog Kusa will lead a virtual tour of the Moogseum, focusing on the early history of the Big Briar Company. You can find links to more information about all of these events on the Theremin 30 calendar at calendar.theremin30.com. Or just look for a link on the main page of the Theremin 30 website. And if you have an event you'd like on the calendar, send me the details through the website or the Facebook page. Coming up after the break, I've got some fun theremin music for Halloween, so stick around. The Theremin 30 podcast is supported by affiliate programs with Eargasm Earplugs, eBay, Reverb, and Zounds. When you follow these links and banners on our website, a portion of any purchases you make will help keep this show in the ether. So start shopping at theremin30.com. You know, I kind of didn't want to do a full Halloween-themed show this year. With the pandemic and everything else going on, it just seems like there's enough scary stuff in the world already. But I couldn't let the holiday pass by completely. So here is a collection of music to put you in the Halloween spirit without getting too spooky. I'll give you the track details at the end of the set. We started that set with Afterlife Aria from Divine Hand Ensemble. That's part of a soundtrack to accompany a walking tour of the Laurel Hill Cemetery in Philadelphia. You can get that track as a free download. The link is in this month's show notes. Next, we heard One of Their Agents, some groovy spy music by Simon Beck, a multi-instrumentalist from London, England. And we finished that set with an excerpt from an ambient piece called Halloween 16. It's on my own album titled Moth to a Flame. After the break, I'll visit with Torvald Jørgensen. Stay tuned. Hey, this is Rick Reed, producer and host of the Theremin 30 podcast. Did you know that you can advertise with Theremin 30? You can place banner ads on the website or even get a commercial played right here in the middle of the show. It's a great way to promote products, services, and events to the Theremin community. And honestly, this show does not have a huge audience, at least not yet. But that means it doesn't cost much to get involved. You can find rates and details at theremin30.com. Dutch thereminist Torvald Jørgensen has a new album coming out in late November. He recently joined me from his home in Hogeschwalua, North Brabant, to give us all a sneak preview. Torvald Jørgensen, thank you for being on Theremin 30.
You're welcome. Lovely to be there.
So you've been rather busy during the pandemic. You've been recording a new album.
Actually, I recorded two new albums and I did a movie.
Oh, wow.
But on November 20th, my first album with original music for theremin and piano will be released worldwide. So I'm really happy and looking forward to that.
And that's called Air Electric, original music for theremin and piano.
Yeah, Air Electric.
And you're joined by your usual piano partner, Camila Bistrova.
Correct. And we decided to do an album now because we both had the time, because obviously with the corona situation, work was not there anymore. So we just put together a repertoire which we loved, rehearsed it, and then went to the studio. We were lucky to have a label which wanted to record with us and to release it.
I'm curious about how you recorded. Were you and the pianist in the same room at the same time performing together, or is this a multi-track thing?
Because I play two instruments on one piece. That one is, of course, multi-tracked. But how we did it is just basically as a concert. We recorded in a beautiful concert hall in the Netherlands with very good acoustics. And we just had several microphones surrounding us. And we just played our music and we recorded it basically live. And of course, we recorded several times. So it's edited together. The best takes are, of course, obviously there. It's like a concert situation. We just played it and it was recorded.
You start the album, and actually half the album, is 10 Preludes for Theremin and Piano. How did you find this composition, and why did you choose it?
Well, it was given to me by Lehrer Auerbach, the composer. I play a lot of her music with orchestra, and I always liked what she wrote. And then all of a sudden she said to me, oh, look, I have this piece for theremin. Maybe you're interested in it. And I saw the score and immediately thought, oh, my God, this is so cool. And I showed it to my pianist and she had the same reaction. And we worked on it and we performed it several times and we just fell in love with it because it's such a good piece and it highlights the theremin as well as the piano in a very good way. It gives a very good impression of what is possible if you combine both instruments.
The theremin took on the characteristics reminiscent of the stringed instruments.
That obviously is not the theremin, it's what I do. If I play certain pieces, which I think, oh, this is really like a cello melody, I can imagine how a cello would play it, and then I try to mimic it with a theremin. And because this is imprinted so much into my brain, most of the time it goes automatically. I don't even think about it. It just happens, and it's just the way I play.
The next section of the album is Bury, Bury Me, Wind for voice, theremin, and piano. That's a composition by Joseph Schillinger. You have the added challenge of performing as a trio with theremin, piano, and a wonderful vocalist. It's El Medici Go.
Oh,
when I started playing the theremin, I was not only interested in theremin, but also in its history. And for the first 3-4 years, I was extensively looking in all the archives all around the world for original music. And this was one of the first pieces written for chamber music with an electronic instrument. I think it was written in 1929 or 1930. So it's really, besides being good music, a very interesting piece of history.
That track I found interesting in how both you and the vocalist sort of take turns being the center of attention.
It really is not a duet. The vocal is the main part because she has the lyrics and the melody. But every now and then the theremin takes over and has a little cut of the melody. It was my challenge to try to mimic her voice as much as possible, and especially in the end of the piece when she doesn't sing words anymore, but she sings like the main theme on an M, like mm. It becomes very difficult to hear which one is theremin and which one is voice. And I really love that part because it's very strange, but it's extremely beautiful. I really love this piece very much.
The one piece on the album that has been recorded before is, of course, Suite for Theremin and Piano by Lydia Kavanagh. She released it in 1999, I believe. And I just can't imagine how challenging it must be to play music that not only has been recorded by the composer, but has been recorded by Lydia Kavanagh.
It's always a challenge to make your own version. And what I did is, obviously, I know Lydia's recording very well. But for this album, I really did not listen to it at all because I really wanted to have our version. Obviously, the melody and the harmony is the same, but the intention of what we do and the articulation and the phrasing is completely different. And the funny thing with music, if you have one piece of music, you can make it sound like 1,000 different ways. And with this particular piece, with Suite, we did our version, and I think it turned out pretty well.
On the next piece, we find out a little bit about you that a lot of people don't know, that you're also a percussionist.
That's my first love. I started out as a percussionist.
How did you go from percussion to theremin?
Well, I've studied classical percussion. Percussion, of course, as an instrument group is amazing. You have all the colors in the world and you can do anything. Being in the symphony orchestra is fabulous. It's very cool, but I did it for a very long time. I still do it actually, although not this year, of course. But as a percussionist in the symphony orchestra, it can be very boring because usually what you do is you sit for the entire symphony, and at the fourth movement, at the last 8 bars or like the last 20 bars, you stand up and you do boom, ching, boom, ching, boom, ching, and you're finished. So that was, to me, not satisfying as much as I thought it would be. And I wanted to have more of a solo voice and then more of an expressive voice. And it's not that you not can be very expressive on the marimba or on percussion, you can. But to me, I wanted something else. And then I heard Clara and fell in love, not knowing what she played. I just fell in love with her phrasing. Then I found it was a theremin and I thought, this is the way to go. And I just opened the door, got in, closed it, and run as fast as I could with it. And I think it brought me a lot because I think it saved my musical life, because otherwise I probably would have stopped making music because I was just plainly bored doing it.
Tell me about this piece, Fantasy for Theremin, Xylophone, and Piano.
It's a piece by Russian composer Valery Belousov. Unfortunately, he died very young, so he didn't have a big repertoire of compositions. But I was fortunate enough to find this composition. And being a percussionist, I was both interested in playing the theremin and the xylophone part, because both parts are very exciting, very challenging, and beautiful. And what I liked about it is that it's an extensive piece. It's not like 2 or 3 minutes. It's a long piece. It has beautiful melodies. It has beautiful atmospheres. And I just wanted to record both my theremin and my xylophone. In any case, my percussion is recorded one time professionally as a soloist.
I imagine that having started as a percussionist, that you miss hitting things. With the theremin, you don't even get to touch it.
Making music is making music. What it is about is phrasing and interpreting, and how can you make a piece sound as best as you can with your own abilities. So if I do it on percussion, or if I do it with theremin, or if I do it with singing, it doesn't matter. To me, it's the same. I am the instrument, and I just have the tool, for instance, a xylophone or a theremin, which I use to express my thoughts and my feelings in a musical way.
Now, the last piece I thought was a really beautiful way to wind down the album, kind of bring it back to the calmness that you started with. Juliet for theremin and piano.
After all this drama, not that this piece doesn't have drama in it because it's also a little bit wild in the middle, we wanted something to cool down and really bring you back to normal life. There's a lot of atmospheres on this album. It's a lot of information. With the Juliet, what we try to do is to cleanse all of what you heard and just ease out of the album.
How can people go online to find out about your new album, Air Électrique, Original Music for Theremin and Piano?
You can, of course, go to my website, which is thorvaldjorgensen.com. And I do a lot on YouTube, Facebook. And if you just put in my name, you will find me, because not a lot of people are called Thorvald Jorgensen. So that's easy.
And the album comes out on November 20th?
Correct. It will be released in the Netherlands on the Zephyr label, and worldwide it will be released on Naxos. Order your CD if you really want to have a physical CD, or you can just go to Spotify or iTunes or whatever. It will also be there.
Thank you so much for taking the time to visit with me about your new album. I wish you much success with it.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me.
And that's all the time we have for this October 2020 edition of the Theremin 30 podcast. I want to thank Timeless Sonic Factory, Divine Hand Ensemble, and Simon Beck for sharing their music. And a big thank you goes to Thorvald Jorgensen for letting us be among the first to hear about his new album, Air Électrique. There's a link to his website in the show notes, and I've added a live video performance of one of the songs from the album on the Theremin 30 YouTube playlist. If you've got an original theremin recording you'd like me to play in the next podcast, contact me through the Facebook page or the website. And if you enjoy the show, please share it with your friends, purchase music from the featured artists, and support the sponsors that help keep this podcast in the ether. Until next time, I'm your host, Rick Reed. Stay safe, wear a mask, and try to keep other people out of your control zone.
You've been listening to the Theremin 30 podcast. Visit Theremin 30 on the web at theremin30.com.